Let us now move on to consider the performance plan. A performance plan for each individual needs to be written up once the various objectives have been agreed. This can range from the objectives that have been agreed and the standards to be achieved through to a full terms of reference for a specific piece of work or a project. The performance plan is likely to be different from a job description, which is a more broad statement of ongoing duties. The performance plan will need to be reviewed and amended as things change. Deadlines and standards should be altered. These prove impossible or too easy to meet. Keep an eye out for unrealistic targets or insufficient challenge. It is important to manage the plan well so that the individual is always clear on what the priorities and objectives are. It is therefore important to identify those priorities. In practice, this means creating a plan that identifies what is most important and urgent. A plan that is clear and simple and has deadlines contained within it. A plan that is spread over the period to reduce the risk of overload and stress, and includes some objectives that are easy and some which are more challenging. Think through carefully what you want the individual to achieve overall. This needs to be consistent with the company strategy and priorities established for your area by your boss. This might be difficult, but try to determine what is most important and where time and resources need to be concentrated. If objectives are not prioritised, then the individual may feel perhaps overwhelmed by what they have to do and end up procrastinating. They may avoid objectives for which they have less interest or motivation. They may also end up spending too long on one area and so neglect other areas. One way to be clear about these priorities is to use a matrix. Draw a square and divide it into four smaller squares with a horizontal and vertical line. At the outer edge of each line, starting at the top and moving in a clockwise direction, write important, urgent, not important, and not urgent. Then plot the objectives that you have set the individual in the square where you feel they best fit. Anything in the top part of the matrix may be important to the organisation or important to the individual. Items in the top right-hand corner must take high priority. And anything falling in the bottom left-hand corner should not perhaps be in the plan at all. From this, it should be simple to create a development plan for a 12-month period that is divided up into manageable chunks. Individuals should be able to do this on their own if given clear guidance. This will help them with their own time management and prioritisation system. And so finally, we move on to actually producing the plan. Write the objectives and agree success criteria for each. Identify the development opportunities. Explore all the possible ways of achieving each development objective. Select the development activity. How will those objectives be achieved? And which option is best for the individual and the organisation? Agree timings and responsibilities. Who will be responsible? What resources are needed? And when should the objective be completed?